For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors heard several items on mental health yesterday, including a presentation about the provision of mental health services and the annual report from the Behavioral Health Advisory Board. Tammy Moss Chandler, Director of Health and Human Services, appeared with Dr. Janine Miller, Director of Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, and Camille Schrader, Head of Redwood Quality Management, the contractor that provides mental health care to adults and children. Schrader took over the role of providing this care to adults in 2016 after a report by Lee Kemper found Ortner, the previous provider, was falling short. Miller provided a primer of how mental health care is funded. She said the county contracts with the Department of Health Care, which has a contract with the federal government through Medicaid, Medicare.
The county mental health plan arranges and provides for all medically specially covered specialty mental health services for people that have a serious mental illness. Those are defined really by people who have Medi-Cal and who meet the medical necessity that is established by Medi-Cal. So Medi-Cal has some very specific criteria that has to be met for us to be able to serve someone within the Medi-Cal system under the county mental health plan to be able to bill for those services.
Pretty simple so far, from the feds to the state to the county. But then she started talking about funding streams.
We are funded through 1991 realignment funding, Mental Health Services Act funding, 2011 realignment funding, and then through those fundings we're able to bill services and get a federal financial participation, which is what we're billing when we provide services. That's sort of the reimbursement through Medi-Cal. You'll see that everything says Medicaid. Medi-Cal is specific to California. Medicaid is the federal term.
Mendocino County, she noted, is unusual in that it relies on a contractor, which she called an ASO, to provide the services. And the ASO uses subcontractors.
So now you've seen how our contracts go. Then what happens is it goes back up. They do the services, they bill, the billing goes through the ASO up to the county bills up to the state, and then that goes to the feds, and then we get reimbursed. That's the arrow coming back down. Then we get our federal financial participation, and that's how we're reimbursed for the services we provide.
The county is subject to rigorous auditing by the state. And last year, for the first time, the National Office of the Inspector General and the Federal Department of Health and Human Services audited the state's specialty mental health care services. That audit for fiscal year 2013-2014 concluded last summer, and the state then required the counties to catch up on all their late cost reports. Moss Chandler said Mendocino County did have to submit two charts as part of that audit. While there were no problems with those files, the state has to reimburse the feds and all counties must contribute a share. Moss Chandler said that CEO Carmelangelo is working to negotiate an initial $250 million finding down by about half. The Mental Health Services Act, or the Millionaire's Tax of 2006, has contributed to several local projects. These include Willow Terrace, the 37-unit permanent supportive housing development in Ukiah due to open next month. The recent Crisis Intervention Training Program and the Mobile Outreach and Prevention Teams are also beneficiaries of the tax. Supervisor Dan Jurdy commended the work of the current mental health care team and made a note.
Tammy, you were going over the budget for mental health, which is roughly $21 million for mental health services, another $7 for behavioral health, substance abuse issues. And of the $21 million, there's about $1.8 million, or about 8.5%, spent for administration by the county for administration. And then there's administrative costs built into the ASO model with the ASO plus the subcontractors. I think that this team could further refine that, and I look forward to refinements in the ASO model that would look for ways to reduce and eliminate duplication of administrative functions so that that administrative expense can over time go down so that more money is actually going to actual delivery of services.
Next, Jan McGordy, chair of the Behavioral Health Advisory Board, presented her group's recommendations. This board is mandated by state law and has the authority to review mental health systems, but is not funded and lacks the power to implement any of its suggestions. One of its biggest projects has been advocating for the Stepping Up initiative to keep mentally ill people out of jails. The recent crisis intervention training was part of that effort. The advisory board's mandate is much broader than that of the Measure B Citizens Oversight Committee, which is only tasked with making recommendations to the supervisors about how to spend revenue from Measure B, the voters' initiative to raise the sales tax to fund mental health care. McGordy is the Behavioral Health Board's representative on the Oversight Committee. She tried to convince the supervisors to allow county workers to participate on boards as part of their job description, but they didn't go for it. And she addressed the issue of mental health care money being funneled through Medi-Cal.
We also recommend that this county, Mendocino County, become a vanguard in California for demanding insurance parity for mental health. If you have private insurance, you will quickly realize that people with Medi-Cal get much better service than people with private insurance.
The advisory board also wants supervisors to lobby the state legislature for a better chance at getting MHSA funds. Earlier in the day, supervisors sprang with some alacrity at the opportunity to visit Sacramento on behalf of small cannabis farmers.
You know, I've been to legislatures, I've gone to the Oversight and Accountability Commission and expressed my opinion, but if you guys had a way of pitching in, you probably have a lot more clout than I do.
The next two recommendations set off a lengthy discussion about which body has the authority to make recommendations to the others. The advisory board wants the supervisors to implement all the recommendations of a second report by Lee Kemper, an analysis of the gaps in the county's mental health care system and recommendations about how to spend Measure B funds. That report from 2018 was paid for by Measure B. The advisory board also wants the supervisors to direct the oversight committee to study that report, which they can't do because the committee is tasked with making recommendations to the supervisors. CEO Carmelangelo, who also sits on the Oversight Committee, spoke against the perception that the committee is not taking decisive action.
You have already directed, by the recommendation of the Measure B committee, to look at the feasibility of three major services, your PUF unit, your crisis stabilization unit, and your crisis residential. The fact that we are looking at these three services and doing what we can to come back with a recommendation to this board and move forward with one or three services, in my opinion, is huge. You're not seeing another county out of 58 that's doing this.
But Lois Lockhart, a tribal elder and member of the advisory board, was not entirely optimistic.
I just want to say that America is reaping what they've sown. I'm a tribal elder, Sherwood Valley Rancheria, the youngest daughter of Chief Lamkea, the last ceremonial chief of the Pomo people. And Columbus did not discover us. We all have been exposed to trauma. And there is no definite answer. But working together, educating one another, educating the community. And so this issue is very close to my heart in many ways. And my people have suffered trauma for a number of, well, since Columbus discovered us. That's my joke. Not really funny, but I could totally lose it. Because you see, I can see what's happening, that it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, folks. That's why it's important to be concerned and work together.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reich.